to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. This is, of course, the GetTotalWealth.com radio show, and I'm your host, Steve Davis, where we're always working together to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a educational source, coaching, consulting platform for real estate investors. We have people join that have never owned rental real estate before, and we have people join that already have 5,000 apartment units. And what they have in common, they just want to take it to the next level. Today, I want to go over something that we've been hitting heavily over the last couple of weeks. But one of the shows, there was a storm. I got disconnected. I'm not sure what went out, what didn't go out. So I'm going to kind of do that show again, but I'm going to do it while opening the phone lines immediately. I usually wait till after I've covered the material to open the phone lines, but since this is kind of a review for some of you, new for some of you too, but the phone lines are open at 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. And I'm looking for really any question, any fear that you've got, any problem that you have with investing in real estate. And what I'm going to do in my answer is share with you the business model or the best practice that deals with that fear. Because one of the things that people have a tendency to do is they think they're the first person with this problem. You know, I mean, oh, I would invest in real estate except for tenants are a problem. And they literally feel like, I'm the first person to figure this out. No, everybody has that same fear. Just some people went ahead and did it and figured out or learned the best practices to deal with it. But at the same time, I don't want you to discount your fears and go, oh, I shouldn't have this fear, so I'm not even going to call. No. Just be aware that every fear that you have about investing in real estate, I had when I started. It's just that I kept, as corny as this sounds, a positive or effective attitude and just understood that, okay, this is a problem. There must be a solution to it because investment real estate is on every street corner. So obviously somebody figured out a solution to this problem and I went out and found it. And then I was able to go out and buy my real estate. So phone lines are open for any fear, any question, any worry, concern, whatever you want to call it. Ask yourself this question. Why don't I already have some real estate? It accounts for 70% of the millionaires in the United States. 70%. And you're not doing it? It doesn't really make sense, does it? Except that there's a series of fears in your head telling you why you can't do it. You know, the Wolf of Wall Street put it very clearly. He said, the only thing standing between you and your dreams are the BS excuses that you give for why you can't achieve it. And that is extremely true. I can find no exception to that point at all. So recognize that any excuse or reason you have for not doing something that millions of other people are doing successfully has to be BS. it's not true. But sometimes you need a coach, you need a consultant to tell you, here's the solution. Yes, that is a problem, but here's how we handle it. So give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Or you're welcome to email me. If you're a little shy or feel like you have a dumb question, put anonymous in the subject line, and I won't use your name. But email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. The first thing that's going to lead us into this material is a simple question. It's the question, what gets in the way of a great life? What keeps you from having a great life? Now, as I ask that, the answer that most people give is a bad life, problems, negativity. And the truth is, that's not accurate. What gets in the way of a great life is a good life. See, a good life gets you complacent. It stops you from moving forward. It's comfortable, so you stay there. Even though you want more out of life, you're scared to let go of the good life to get to the great life. Good life, comfort, literally destroys your life. It's what destroys your life. An example of this is people with a job where they live paycheck to paycheck. They make 100 grand a year, they spend 100 grand a year. They make 200 grand a year, they spend 200 grand a year. And it keeps them from moving into a great life. Because what they've done is push themselves into a position where they're just over broke, which is what job stands for. J-O-B, just over broke. That's living paycheck to paycheck. And it comes to the first major point that I want to make, and that is that it's hard to save. It really is hard to save. And the reason is because of a thing called lifestyle creep. Lifestyle creep. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk about lifestyle creep and how it, yeah, it's a little bit better than you had before, but mentally, it's the exact same because you're still living paycheck to paycheck. You're still broke. We'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where today we're talking about really three major concepts. One is what gets in the way of a great life. It's not what you think. Everybody thinks it's a bad life, it's problems, it's this, that, and the other that gets in the way of a great life, when it's really not. It's a good life that gets in the way of a great life. And a good life where you're comfortable, is what destroys your life and keeps you from ever moving into the great life that you deserve. And the second concept is it's doggone hard to save. It's extremely hard to save. And that's really where we're at in the conversation. We're talking about lifestyle creep. And what happens is, all of us remember this. When we were in our 30s, 20s and 30s, you know, we made 30, 40 grand a year. And we were living paycheck to paycheck. Well, amazingly, here it is 20 years later, we're making 100 grand a year, and we're still living paycheck to paycheck. From 30 grand a year, paycheck to paycheck, to 100 grand a year. And it's that thing called lifestyle creep. What happens? You get a raise. You get a promotion. You have to have a new car. Your old one was wearing out, which they do whether you get a promotion or not. The old one was wearing out, but you're not going to go back with the Hyundai. It's time for a BMW, isn't it? And then you go to your financial planner and they say, well, you're in a higher tax bracket, so you need more deductions, so buy a bigger house, which is without a doubt the dumbest, one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of. Go spend more money, you know, $10,000 more in taxes so that you get 30% of it back, $3,000. Go spend $10,000 to save $3,000. Doesn't really make a lot of sense, but massive numbers of people do it. Massive numbers. So now you got a bigger house, a fancier car. Where'd all the money from your promotion go? To the new house and the fancy car, and you're right back in that situation where you're living paycheck to paycheck. You've improved your lifestyle, but the problem is just changing your lifestyle doesn't improve your life. See, part of success is good health, peace of mind, contribution, and all the other parts. But the big one we need to talk about is peace of mind. In your 30s, when you were living paycheck to paycheck on your 30, 40 grand a year, you had no peace of mind. You were living paycheck to paycheck. You knew if anything happened, you got fired or the company went out of business or whatever, you were in trouble. And it was difficult to sleep. There were probably even arguments about money at the house. A lot of that paycheck to paycheck style lifestyle involves debt too, doesn't it? Credit cards. So there's arguments at home, stress on the marriage. The kids see you arguing. That's not good. You have no peace of mind. You get the promotion. You think that's all going to be solved. But what? Lifestyle creep. Next thing you know, you're at 100 grand a year, still living paycheck to paycheck. Then what happens is you begin to think that that's the way it works. And you begin to lower your expectations for life. I'm just going to suffer with it. This is the only thing. Ugh. This is how a job works. And that much is true. But giving up is not the solution. Lowering your expectations is not the solution. Accepting a life with no peace of mind is not the solution. So that leads to point number three, which is lowering your expectations. And I've got a couple of points to kind of prod you, but to show you that you have low expectations for life. To put it harshly, I can prove you have low expectations for life. How many of you have the goal of paying off your home? If you do, that's because you have low expectations for life. Why do people want to pay off their home? So they don't have a mortgage payment when they retire. Why would they care about that? Because they expect, they have the expectation that they're going to be broke when they retire and they're going to have low income. So not having a mortgage payment would be helpful, wouldn't it? So the people, the poor and the middle class primarily, focus on paying off their home because they have low expectations. But if you ask them, do you plan? Is that your goal? Do you plan and is that your goal to retire with low income? Every one of them would say no. But look at their behaviors. They're paying off their home, which produces what? Dead equity. Dead equity. Money that should be serving your family is just sitting there in your house. The next one that will illustrate and prove you've got low expectations, how many of you are in tax deferred savings programs like a 401, 403, or IRA? If you have money in an IRA, 401, 403, whatever, it's because you think you're going to save taxes when you pull that money out because you have low income. You're literally planning to have low income in retirement. And you know what you're going to get? Exactly what you expect. Low income when you retire. And that leads to the point that the danger of low expectations is you're going to get that and nothing more. You get out of life exactly what you expect and not a penny more. You know, there's been multiple poems about it. But you've got to be cautious and look at your actions. Are you taking action so that you retire with high income? Or are all your action steps, paying off your house, putting money in an IRA or 401k, or are all of your action steps based off of retiring with low income? I will suggest that most of the people listening to this radio show are planning, whether they want to admit it or not, are planning, and their goal is to have low income when they retire. It makes absolutely no sense when you say it out loud, but true or false, you've never said it out loud before. I know you haven't, because if you had, you'd have lost your mind at the stupidity of those behaviors. What you want to do is, wow, it's raise your expectations. It's that simple. Raise your expectations and start making every effort to position yourself to retire with high income. The only way that you'll retire with high income is if you set the goal of retiring with high income. You got to get rid of that poor and middle class belief that you're going to retire broke and you're retire with low income, and take the wealthy belief that you're supposed to retire with high income, and then go for it. Go figure out how that works. You know, we teach it at Total Wealth Academy. There's other platforms that teach it. Pick one and go learn it. You know, if you put Total Wealth Academy into a nutshell, all it is, we're teaching our students what the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class cannot. Not because the poor and middle class don't want to teach their kids this material. They just can't. They don't know it. We're teaching our students what the poor and middle class can't teach their kids. Just put it this way. Were your parents multimillionaire entrepreneurs? For most of you, the answer is no. Does it make sense that maybe their financial advice wasn't accurate? How about this? Were your high school teachers or your college professors multimillionaire entrepreneurs? No. Is it not possible their financial advice was unqualified? When we come back, we'll talk about what desperate people do and why that's also ineffective. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Remember, you can always find us online at GetTotalWealth.com. I'm not sure how to answer this. This is an anonymous question. I think what you're asking, can you explain your system? Yeah, the way our system works is all of our members take a Saturday class, and then we have about 10 or 15 additional hours online of training. And then they receive unlimited question and answer with the coaches. So after they've learned the material, which unfortunately you only remember about 30 to 50% of what you read and see, when you get stuck and you're moving forward, say towards your first deal, you just pick up the phone, call the office, one of the coaches will answer your question and tell you what the next step is. And what we do is we walk our students, our members, step by step through their real estate deals until they know what they're doing. Then they can do it on their own as much as they want. But they still have unlimited question and answer with the coaches because things change. When you get to 10 or 15 houses, and you're thinking about moving to 20 or thinking about moving to apartments, you know, then you're going to need a coach again. But that's how the basic system works. And I think that's the question that you answered. If it's not, please email me back and I'll try to answer your question. Okay, phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. So at the end of the last segment, I was talking about, you know, we're taught first by our parents how to get wealthy and be successful. Then college, high school teachers kind of take over that role and they start giving us advice. Then if you go to college, they take over and they start telling you, you know, your guidance counselor and people like that. But my point was, none of them are multimillionaire entrepreneurs, so they're really not qualified to teach you. But what I mentioned at the break was, then people get desperate. And when they get desperate and they realize that nobody around them has out of life what they're trying to achieve, they start looking for titles. And the title that they come up on is financial planner. Financial planner. And out of desperation, they hire a financial planner, thinking that's going to be the solution. Here's the problem. The average financial planner in the United States makes $65,000 a year. You make more than they do, and you're asking them for financial advice. This is what you're saying. You're walking into their office and going, look, I know you can't retire yourself. I know you're not financially independent, but can you teach me how to be financially independent and retire? Does that make any sense at all? None. But people are desperate. They've all but given up. So they turn to financial planners. Now, I want to be very careful here. I love financial planners. But it's the 80-20 rule. 80% of them are useless. 20% of them are good. And the top 5%, or really top 4%, are great. But I've seen people in that top 4 and 5% that won't even work with you unless you got $1 million to invest. They're not going to help you. And I understand they can't. They've got to pick and choose who they work with. But it's very hard to find a competent financial planner unless you're working with millions of dollars. And most of us are not. It's just that's not what's happening. So after all that desperate move, this is one of our sales pitches for Total Wealth Academy. How many of you would like to spend a day with a guy who has produced between $80,000 and $100,000 a month in passive income for him and his family? And I could show you exactly what I did. Makes a little more sense, doesn't it? Getting a multimillionaire entrepreneur on your team makes sense. It's what you have to do. And then, okay, and that's really all on that point about raising your expectations and getting an entrepreneur, multimillionaire entrepreneur on your team. The next one I want to hack away at for these last few minutes is that point about it's hard to save. Part of the reason real estate accounts for 70% of the millionaires in the United States is because real estate has built-in savings that you can't touch. And see, the poor middle class don't like that. They want access to every dime because they want to spend it. But see, the wonderful thing about real estate is you're making money you can't spend. It's literally like a forced savings program. The simple example I've given dozens of times is this little house out in Katy where I picked up $30,000 equity, $2,000 a year in equity buildup, and $6,000 a year in appreciation. It produced about $400 a month cash flow. That I can touch. That I can spend. But I can't spend that 30 grand, that 2 grand, or that 6 grand. That just keeps adding up year after year, decade after decade. And the simple example I'll give you is if you go out and ignore what I teach in the Saturday class, just ignore what I teach you, and just go real slow, just get out there and buy two little $200,000 homes a year for 10 years. At the end of 10 years, you'll have around $100,000, $120,000 a year in cash flow, and over $3 million in savings. Now, I want you to think about your last 10 years. Did you do anything in the last 10 years that produced you $120,000 a year in income and $3 million in savings? See why real estate accounts for 70% of the millionaires? It's almost foolproof. It's not. Remember, I said almost. If you're a fool and you won't invest in your education and you go out there and just start buying real estate, you're going to get slaughtered. But if you'll educate yourself, whether it's with us or one of the other platforms in town, if you'll educate yourself and go out there and do it right, it is life-changing. Life-changing. Oh, this person, this anonymous, has emailed back with a blunt question. How much is it to join? Due to COVID, normally our two-year membership is $2,000. That gets you the Saturday class with me, an unlimited question and answer for 2 years with the coaches. That is on sale for $500. The $2,000 program, two-year membership, is on sale for $500. Now, how long that's going to last? It's probably as long as COVID, because that's why we did it, just to get people off their rear ends. And wait a minute, am I reading this right? Yeah. Yeah, this guy went to, I won't mention the other club's name, and they hit him for $70,000. No, we do not have any programs for $70,000. Based off what you've told me about your current financial position, all you need with us is the $500 program, and you'll be fine. All right, hope that helps. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you can email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, I got time for one more quick question. This one's easy. What is the total down payment on a house in today's market? In today's market, if it were a down market, the total out-of-pocket we'll use, because I have to include closing costs, the total out-of-pocket in a down market is anywhere from $0 to $6,000-$7,000. In an up market like we're in right now, it's between $20,000 and $25,000 total out-of-pocket per deal. All right, we got to go to break. We'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Let's go directly to the phone lines. I'll get back to these emails in just a second. Let's go to the Heights. Nice area, highly profitable if you know what you're doing, and talk to Zach. Zach, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent. How can I help?
I've heard you talk about this, I think, briefly, but can you, what differentiates someone coming to your program and kind of, if I've understood correctly, I've always broken it up into two groups of kind of the single family cash flow route and more of the, I hear you talk about the, let's call it the, I guess it'd be commercial, right? Multifamily, right? Storage units. Is there something right off the bat that pushes, you know, someone into one of those two areas besides just money? Or?
Oh, that's a good question. And in most cases, it's the amount of money they have to invest. They should skip single family. But there are a few people who, they just love single family. We had one guy go to 123 rent houses. He could have moved to apartments at any time, but he just was passionate about it. He was very good at it. It was fun for him. The guy vacationed literally out of the country 1 week a month running those 123 houses. So he had it made. But for most people, it's the number. If they've got over $100,000 to invest all at once, they're probably going to move to commercial.
That makes sense. And I'm also wondering, Steve, I mean, is it also just as easy as, tell me if I'm missing, but how does the financing work? So say I came in with $1 million, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, I could make 10 different 100K plays in the syndications without any income needed, right? Versus, let's say I wanted to start buying all these rent houses. Don't I need to still have a job?
Yeah, if you're doing rent houses, you got to have a job. You hit it.
That's the difference.
You've got a clear understanding of this, I can tell just by hearing some of the things you're saying. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I am in a commercial. I put $400,000 into a syndication about 2 years ago. It's been great.
Awesome.
I make over $4,000 a month off of it. And I just want to repeat the same thing several more times. But I just always kind of wondered, I'm like, is a single family basically more work, but a higher return? Cause you're kind of digging in on it more. Well, single, literally, you know, you're looking at a single home and you can kind of manage it like its own business, but it's just maybe a little more, hands-on probably, right? Like,
if
I just throw money to you guys in a multifamily and I'm just part of a group, that's all I need to do, right? And I'm done.
Yeah, that's going to be your fastest way to passive income.
Okay.
I can't think of one thing you said that I need to even comment on. It was well said.
Okay. And would I be right, too, that what if I have a good amount of money, but I want to learn? Seems like single family might give you a little bit more of that learning chance, maybe?
Well, I would still suggest that you'd move to maybe a small apartment. 20-40 units, as opposed to trying to accumulate 20 houses. And learning, that would lead you to probably being a sponsor where you would eventually buy a 200 or 400 unit apartment.
Okay. And just run real quick, your average sponsor that runs your deals or y'all, you work together, do they have a job separate from this?
No. Almost all the sponsors are full-time sponsors. There's only one of them that maintains a job, and I think he's under 20 hours a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it. Well, it does take some time to be a sponsor.
Yeah, I would imagine it does. And I'd like for it too, right? Because it goes both ways, right? You want the sponsor.
Yeah.